Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. This is how I view the next 2 years for the Golden State Warriors. Joe Lacob is the equivalent of Tony Montana at the desk after the hit gone wrong, snorting a bunch of blow. And in this particular analogy, we're just wasting away all the draft picks. We're wasting away all of the youth because we are trying to go to war for the next year or two to cash in a championship. And if we happen to get the M16 out of the particular closet after Gina dies, we're going to go shooting in a blaze of glory, saying, I'm Tony Montana. As our back gets blown out at the end of the movie, that's how I want the Warriors to go out. I want them to go out thinking they're on top, doing everything they can with that M16 of draft picks and all of the different assets that they might have to just win one championship so that when it's all said and done, the corpse of this particular era can fall down into the water, face plant, say, we gave it our all. The world was ours for about five freaking championships, and I can rest easy. What I don't want them to do is try to die. Like, we're going to be very careful with our assets moving forward because we want to make sure that whoever inherits this organization after we're gone, it's in good hands. Guys, newsflash. We'll figure out next year and down the line. I'm not worried about it right now. This is not my 401k. This is not my, life investment, all right? This is the basketball team that has a once in a generation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Owner and a once-in-a-lifetime type of a player in Steph Curry. Like, you do everything you can to win one championship.
I mean, is there an argument against that, I guess? Are people making the argument that you don't do that? The over... You know, arching sentiment I get from Warriors fans, most of them anyways, and if you disagree, 888-957-9570, the floor is yours. Shout out, the world is yours. As a Scarface, Tony Montana once said, everyone's saying that, right? To go all in. I don't hear an argument for the other side, and I would love for someone to make the argument against not going for it these next 2 years. And going for it meaning if you have to make a huge trade at the deadline, and I think that's kind of what we're all leading to add onto this roster, and you give up, let's just, for the sake of argument, Kuminga, Pods, Moody, all three of those guys. And maybe it doesn't take all three, but I'm just saying for the sake of argument, all your young assets that you're looking forward to. I know TJD, I know you got, you know, Quentin Post, Will Richard, maybe Will Richard's a part of it, I don't know. But all your guys that you're looking forward to playing after Steph and Draymond have retired, you get rid of. Are you okay with doing that? If it means getting you one step closer to competing for a championship.
Knowing what I know now, had the 1995 49ers, the year after the Super Bowl, now they won it in January of 95, but it was the 94 season. Yeah. Knowing what I know now and how long we've been knocking on the door, what I wouldn't have given to win back-to-back.
Right.
What I would not have given, I would have given all the years of misery in between Steve Young winning the Super Bowl, and let's just say I'll even go as deep as like, the Niners in the NFC Championship game against the New York Giants in 2011. I'll give up all those years to win one more, knowing what I know now. You know what I would give for one Niner Super Bowl? Okay? Like, oh my God, I'd give it the next 20 years of Niner football. So well, I wouldn't give 5 years of draft picks and whatever the, however horrific the future might be for an opportunity. Now, it'd be one thing if Steph Curry had proven to me over 15 years, they couldn't win a championship. Mm. Like, if this were Chris Paul, I'd be like, if this were James Harden, I don't know, man. T-Mac, I don't know. This is like Kobe or Duncan or, you know, Michael Jordan of your franchise. You do whatever it takes because he's proven that if you can get close, he'll get you across the finish line. See, to me, this is a very unique situation, and I'm all in. All that. I want to hear from one, just one person in the Bay Area who thinks, nah, I want to keep some of these assets for the future. Like, I would love to hear that argument, and I will let you explain it to me. Win me over. I dare you. I'm triple dog dare you to come on here and make the argument for why they should salvage any picks.
Joe Lacob on the TK show via Odyssey on this being a two-year window for the Warriors.
I mean, there's two ways to look at it. We're committed. This is a two-year. I think Mike said it. Steve said it. Steph has said it. This is kind of a two-year program for now. And hopefully we're still continuing to develop some players so that we're not high and dry at the end of, you know, 2 years. Or maybe it's 1 year. Maybe it's 3 years. I don't know. But we're, for the most part, we're kind of all in on these next 2 years.
Brought to you by Golden State, sir, in the barrier for three generations. So, when you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com.
And I find it ridiculous, actually, when people try to compare what the San Francisco Giants did to what the Warriors are trying to do right now. Everyone, like, and Sam said it to me in the green room. Sam, exactly what did you say about the Giants at the end of their run? Do you remember?
Well, I mean, we were talking about just, I mean, I don't even think they really went all in a way that we're kind of wanting the Warriors to go all in on.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
Well, remember, it wasn't all in. It was not trading Bumgarner. That was the thing, right? There was like, no, we're going to keep him. And then he ended up choosing the Diamondbacks.
You can't trade Bum in Pochi's last season.
Exactly. It was like, guys, no one were, we weren't going anywhere, so it didn't matter.
Guys, there's an argument. As great as the Giants run was, the best hitter you got to pair up with Buster Posey was Hunter Pence. And I'm not knocking Hunter Pence. How many zoom out of the Giants franchise?
We got Chris Bryant for a summer. I know. I'm telling you.
How many organizations would laugh at you by saying, like, Hunter Pence is the best player we're going to pair up with the franchise's greatest catcher and greatest winner of all time. Like, they would laugh at you.
As we're seeing the Dodgers with Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and Shohei Ohtani, all MVPs.
And that $350 million guy in Yamamoto.
And we see, you know.
And Blake Snell.
Yeah, exactly. And we see,
I mean, guys, go right down the
we
list.
We see guys like Julio Rodriguez, Vlad Guerrero right now, and the other side. Like, come on.
It's ridiculous.
Jackson right,
so
Chirio.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So anyone that wants to make these comparisons about the Giants, my argument to them would be they kind of went half in. And what they did was worse than not going all in. Because they're like, ooh, we like Greinke, but we'd rather have Samar Cueto.
Oh.
Which was a horrible decision.
I liked Cueto. He couldn't stay healthy.
And no, Samardzija, I did too.
Samardzija just
was garbage.
Oh, horrible.
Garbage.
Awful. He was a thrower. He was never a pitcher. Ever.
I mean, it's just like, hey,
Shark.
Denard Span is not going all in. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Kevin Pillar? I know. We're kidding here. But like,
Jimmy Butler in his sport, is like, it's the equivalent of when you have Giancarlo Stanton and you develop Aaron Judge, and you put them together, right? Two great players that would be great on. They would be the three or four hitter on any team.
I think this is where I'm at, and where you're at, and where most Warriors fans are at. And 888-957-9570, Warriors fans, are you going all in like Joe Lacob is talking about these next 2 years? It's a 2 year window. You're doing whatever it takes to compete for a championship. 2 years doesn't matter after that. Are you all in on that notion? 888-957-9570. I just think it's a pretty easy decision considering how we feel about the young pieces right now. Like, let's be honest here. Let's have an honest conversation, Joe.
Okay.
Do we see or envision Moses Moody, Brandon Pajemski, or Jonathan Kuminga being 10-year starters in the NBA? Any of those players?
Oh, no, they could be 10-year starters on crummy teams.
That was the caveat, right? Crummy teams.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like on a championship playoff.
I have a hard time envisioning any one of the three.
So that makes it an easy decision for me. Like because those are the other assets you're talking about moving off.
A 10-year starter is so difficult.
It's so difficult.
NBA.
Yes, it is.
It's like wildly.
And maybe that's unfair. Maybe if I just said, could they be fringe starters in the NBA? Okay. But like, but we could all agree. Playoff starters, I don't see it right now with any of those guys.
No.
Not to say they can't get to that level, but if they're going to, it's going to be 3 or 4 years down the road, right?
You want me to terrify you a little?
Terrify me.
Warrior fans.
Not terraform.
As everyone wants to look down the barrel of what could be down the line, okay? Do you know who comes up for a club option after this year?
A club, like the team option?
Mm-hmm.
Who? You tell me.
Brandon Pajemski.
Oh.
You know who's eligible for an extension after this year? Brandon Pajemski.
Uh-oh.
Did you see what Keegan Murray got?
What'd he get?
5 years, 140, 150 million.
And just got hurt. I'm saying he just, like, it sucks. Like, as we're talking about the Niners just getting paid, like, he just got hurt.
If you don't think Pods is going to ask for $30 million a year, so that's my point, right? And so, like.
But we laughed at Jonathan Kuminga when he said it. And that's what he's going to try to do, right? That's what Pod's people.
I'm not blaming him. Yeah. I'm preparing Warrior fans for the conversations. So let me ask you, Warrior fans.
And Keegan Murray, much bigger, by the way.
What conversation would you rather have? Hey, who's that one piece we could get us over the top? Or 31, 32, or 35 million for Pajemski a year for the next 5 years?
Well, the owner loves him. He said he could be an all-star.
I like him. I like him.
1 million per charge.
But that's what life post Steph Curry is going to sound like. We're going to be arguing about how many tens of millions of dollars that we're giving. And I like Brandon Pajemski, but he's a backup point guard.
Like, it's one thing if they had.
I'm not knocking him, by the way. I'm explaining, like, when people want to go into the future, that's what the future entails.
Right.
Having discussions about, you know, got to extend him for 4 or 5 years at $30 million a pop.
And people are saying, like, hey, you can't go all in on this team because you need a future after Stephen Curry. We're just having the conversation of, even if you keep those guys, the future is not all of a sudden going to be great because you keep Pajemski and Kuminga. Hell, we're having arguments about them on this team currently right now if they could contribute.
To a lesser degree, let me just lay something out. Part of why Jason Richardson was traded away from the Warriors. He was the current.
Yeah.
They wanted to pay the future, which was Monte Ellis and Andres Biedrins, who we all agreed were the future.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Not good. Not good.
How much winning did we do?
Not a lot.
No, I love Monte. He was one of my favorites.
I did like Beatrice.
Beatrice was really good. Yeah. Like, he was really good until he wasn't, and then the free throw thing got in his head and everything. So the point is that I know we all want to look into the future. With Steph, we have to stay in the now. We do. We have to stay in the now.
We got someone going on the opposite side of our argument.
I
want
to hear it,
today.
And I will let him lay it out. I want to hear the alternative opinion.
I'm
going to
hit the legal before that. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got Nick Friedell, covers the team for The Athletic, and our Odyssey NBA Insider coming up in about 15 minutes. And we'll ask not Nick Van Exel, but Nick Friedell this. Same question that we're asking. Are you going all in, Warriors fans, these next 2 years, no matter what? All in on this 2-year window. And if you say no, like Kevin in Oakland is, we'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570.
I think Kevin in Oakland is going to come.
Right now.
It takes a lot of courage. I want to hear it. Kevin. I do. I want to hear it.
K-Bone.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? You're on the morning
Thanks
roast.
Thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas? Now, I think there's two sides of this coin. If we're thinking as a fan, we go all in. But what Joe Lacob said is he wanted to create dynasties of championships, right? So as an owner, if you put your owner's mindset hat on, you think about what Oklahoma City has done, right? And so, look, they're going to be competitive this year. They got a shot. The other part of this equation is they're making a ton of money. So what does the owner want to do? Make a ton of money and put a entertaining product out on the court. He's doing that, so he checks that box. But if you want to build a dynasty and not have a dumpster fire for the next 5 years after Steph Curry, you think about the future. And so that's what I think. And as an owner, you don't go all in for 2 years.
That's Kevin in Oakland. And I'll say this, Kevin, and that's a good point. Like, if you think about two perspectives here, and we're talking about from the fan angle for sure, but there is another side to this, the business side of it, sure. But as a fan, you don't really think about the business side. Like, I don't care as a fan about the business, quite frankly. I care about championships. I care about winning at a high level. Yeah, it's nice to be relevant, Joe. It is. And I can hear him on that. The worst thing you want as an owner is for, like, me and you to completely, like, not talk about the Warriors because they're a laughing stock. Yeah, we're talking
apathy.
About the Niners. Yeah. Apathy. I just don't even care. There is an element of that Joe Lacob it clearly cares about and doesn't want to be, but that's where I come back to Joe Lacob. I trust him as an owner. I trust that he's going to put people in positions to succeed. And yeah, it's going to be difficult, but this is why he gets paid the big bucks. This is why we're talking about him and comparing him to the likes of Eddie DeBartolo. We'll have a conversation about that later on in the show because you had a very interesting comparison there as we're coming up on 15 years of ownership for Joe Lacob as Golden State Warriors' primary owner. You know, that's why we trust this guy. Now, like, my trust with him post-Steph, I don't know, because I haven't seen it, right? You know, we make fun of Jerry Jones, why, for the Cowboys. Like, he had all that success in the 90s, and then what happened? He hasn't got back to an NFC Championship game in, what, like 30 years almost, it feels like? It's hard.
Joke.
Once you lose Aikman, once you lose Emmitt Smith, once you lose... You know, Dion, all these guys, Michael Irvin. It's tough.
Joe.
Businessman Bonte.
It's so funny.
He's not doing it. Businessman Bonte is not doing that.
It's so funny. Like, no one's saying that they're going to be dynastic forever. I think we all realize these things are cyclical.
And also, how do we know that they're going to be a dumpster fire?
Well,
that was
my next question.
Yeah, sorry.
So you brought up Jerry Jones. Have they been a dumpster fire? Or have they just been, like, up and down and they're not winning the big one?
They've been mediocre to good.
Okay.
Never, maybe one great year, maybe.
You know who's been a dumpster fire? For about 25 years, it was the Washington Commanders.
There you go.
You know who's been a dumpster fire since Tom Coughlin left? The New York Giants. You know who's been a dumpster fire for a long time? The Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Right? And in that league, there's financial equity, meaning everyone has the same amount of picks and the same amount of money. In the NBA, you know who's been a dumpster fire for two decades? Until recently, the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
The Washington Wizards.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Charlotte Bobcats. The New Orleans Pelicans have been drafting in the top five what feels like forever.
Hey, I'm not sleeping on the Pelicans this year. No, they're going to shock some people.
Chill, but I mean, eventually you got to be good, right?
Well,
but,
that's why I brought up Jerry Jones, only because, and they're not the same guy, but I do view them similarly. I cannot. We always go back to this Cowboy doc, and it was really good. The Gambler on Netflix and America's Team. You know, I do think there is some Joe Lacob and Jerry Jones where he's like, I'm going to prove these people wrong. Like, you think I can't do it without Stephen Curry? Yeah, I'll show you. And I have belief that he can do it because people were questioning whether he could build a stadium over here.
How about right, people, and for he did, right, right now, though?
But, and he
for,
did.
But for right now, what he needs to focus on is how can we as an organization win the fifth?
Yes.
And then you'll shift your focus after Steph to whatever that entails.
Yes.
Like right now, Kansas City. Now, they execute draft picks every year. They're all in every year.
Yeah.
When they have Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
But we should have the same mindset.
It's funny. How were people viewing them heading into this season? Oh, this is going to be a down year for Kansas City. Oh, it's going to be a down year.
Yeah, well, look where they're at.
And look where they're at. And again, people say, oh, they're only 500.
Speaking of dumpster fires, and they look in their division, and they're like, yeah, and the Raiders are still the Raiders.
Exactly, right? And they're going to play them this Sunday, and they're probably going to beat them at Kansas City. And, you know, and they're going to be 4-3. And before you know it, they're going to be in the first in the NFC or the AFC West, and probably going to be in the Super Bowl.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.